Shiva Shlita, Rav Shekel, Kavner Kel, Rabbanim, Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh. Before I begin, on behalf of holding the light, I would like to say Yasher Koyach for Shiva, for participating, enhancing, and being a part of this tremendous minor of Kavod HaKadosh. To many of us, Rav Shiva is a Rebbe and a Moreh Derech. It makes it so much more meaningful. I'd like to thank Rav Shekel, Rav Bledger, Rav Singer, Rav Olman, Rav Yachmil, and all those who are involved to make tonight's event such a mechubadik event. Baruch Hashem, we live in a dar where there's so much limud haTorah. And Baruch Hashem, because there's so much limud haTorah, there are so many siyumim. And yet, so many people came out tonight to took time out from their busy schedules to participate in our siyum on the Sefer Zeirubin. What's special and unique about tonight's siyum that we made such a beautiful event? What's different? The Mishnah in the Sefer Zeirubin and the Gimel says as follows. A kohen is kohen l'levi. A levi l'yisrael. What's the Mishnah talking about? Giving kavod. If you only have one cup of water, you give it to the kohen first, and then to the levi, and then to Yisrael. You see from the Mishnah, there's a chiyuv to be mekavod, but not only that, there's a seder to kavod. There's an order to kavod. The order is kohen, levi, Yisrael, and continues the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah continues and says, the Zman Shehen Kulun Shavim. It's only true as much as they're all equal. What does it mean, equal? Equal in what? Then the Mishnah tells us, if you were to have a Mamzer as a Tamakacha, and a Kohen Gadol as an Amaretz, then you're Mechavid, the Mamzer Tamakacha before the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So what does it mean, the Zman Shehen Kulun Shavim? It means that as long as they're all equal in Torah, however, if one is a bigger Tamakacha, then he goes before him, and the Kohen goes before the Levi, and so on. So much so that we're going to say that a Mamzer, who's a Tamakacham, goes before a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Yikar Yimit Minim. The Torah is more dear even than one who goes Lefnai Lefnim. But this Gemara, on a very simple level, is very, he's explaining it, it's very hard to understand. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Someone goes Lefnai Lefnim, he goes to the Makam Ashkina. He's appointed by Klal Yisrael. He's the highest position in Klal Yisrael. He represents Klal Yisrael. Fine, albeit we're not Khalilah. Khalilah not to minimize the Chashivas for Torah. But a Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham goes before a Kohen Gadol. A Mamzer is limited to who we can marry in Klal Yisrael. But because he's a Talmud Chacham, he goes before a Kohen Gadol. And Avada, it's important to speak out. The Mefarshim say, when we say Kohen Gadol Amaretz, we don't mean a Pasha de Amaretz. Because a Kohen Gadol needs to know the office to Muntaira and so on. It means he's not as big of a Talmud Chacham as the Mamzer. But yet, you're telling me that the Mamzer goes first. Why? Because he's a Talmud Chacham. What's the Pshat? The Gemara of Pesachim says, "Kol Isaac in Torah of Ne'am Ha'aretz, it's Ki'ilu Bayar Yisaseh." A person who's Isaac in Torah in front of Ne'am Ha'aretz, it's as if he's being Bayar, the one who has an ear to. And the Gemara says, because we have a Pasuk, Tayra Tziva Alonu Moshe Mayrasha, Al Tikri Mayrasha Al Murasa. The Vilna Gaon on that Pasuk explains as follows. The Man Tayra, every single Yid in Klal Yisrael, was able to have an to the Tayra, became married to the Tayra. But that marriage is not complete unless it's a Nisuan. The Nisuan only takes place when a person learns the Tayra. Then it's when he becomes 100% married to the Tayra. That's when there's a Gemara. When the Gemara says, a person who's Isaac the Torah in front of Amal Arts, it's as if he's being boiled, the one who has the heresy to him, it's because he never had that Gemara. He never learned the Torah. However, a person who learns the Torah, now he's married to the Torah. The power of a marriage, we see in the Torah, has a lot of halakhic ramifications. A Bas Yisrael can eat Truma. She marries a Kohen, now she can eat Truma. Now, she doesn't eat Truma because she's in a din test, she's found another thing that the Baal owns. Rather, she eats Truma because she becomes a shtick from Kayin. She becomes like a Kayin. She's married to Kain, is Masulin. Now she becomes a Shtei Kain. A person who learns the Torah becomes a Shtei Torah. He becomes like the Torah itself. It's not Sam another thing in a person's schedule. Rather, a person who learns the Torah becomes a Shtei Torah. And therefore, says the Gemara, B'tchila nikris al-shmei shalom kodesh baruch. In the beginning, the Torah is called the Rabbi Shalom's Torah. Upside, but then at the end, when a person learns the Torah, it's nikris al-shmei. It becomes his Torah. Shenemar, Torah Hashem chetzer, v'seyosa yegen yegon v'layla. A person who learns the Torah becomes his Torah. Before he learned it, the Rabbi Shalom's Torah. Once he learned it, becomes his Torah. He becomes a chiluk of the Torah. He becomes one with the Torah. He's married to the Torah. There's a maisa in Balazim that the Tziv was dancing on Tziv's Torah, he was holding a Sefer Torah. And Rahman thought that he fell, and the Sefer Torah fell, and the Bachur went running to go pick up the Sefer Torah. And Rav Chaim yelled out, pick up the Tziv first. Why? What's the chat? Because the person who learns the Torah is the Torah itself. And that's the reason why the Gemara Makkah says, only a fool would stand up for a Sefer Torah and not for a Talmud Chacham. Tonight, we've come here to celebrate not just the tremendous accomplishment of finishing the Sefer Zeirim, which is a tremendous Masechta, it's a hard Masechta, a Gishmak Masechta, but tonight's celebration is much deeper than that. Tonight's celebration is almost 2 years of a Asmada Rabba and becoming a Shtikun Erevin, making our life Erevin, our breath Erevin, our Zman Erevin, our Bina Zman Erevin. That's what tonight's celebration is all about. Tonight's Siyum represents a commitment to the Torah, a marriage to the Torah, a Nesu'in to the Torah. And this commitment is not a commitment without our Mishlachas behind us. It's only a commitment because we have our families backing us every single day. There's not a moment that you won't find a Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, and yet every single person at some point over the past 2 years has had many good reasons not to show up. And yet there's always a booming Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, because that'll be the Nesu'in to the Torah. They became a Shtei Kun Erevin. They devoted the past almost 2 years to Erevin. It was a Matzah Kehen Kayenu. Tonight's celebration is not merely a celebration of a Siyum. It's not just an accomplishment of a Siyum. It's highlighting that which we became a Shtei Kun Erevin. At this time, it's appropriate to speak out and say that our kol wouldn't be the kol that we are without our community backing us, the support of our community. And support comes in many different ways, not just monetarily. Every single person that comes into Beis Medrash and learns the Beis Medrash, there's a constant support from every single person in this community. And we feel it, and we thrive off it, and it pushes us further. And therefore, tonight's Siyum is not just our Siyum, it's the community Siyum. It's all of our Simcha. It's a Simcha that we celebrate together. Moments before Kabbalah Sefirah, we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that just like we're Mekabel on ourselves, the Gantz Erevin, we're going to be Mekabel on ourselves the whole entire Torah. On behalf of Holding the Light, I'd like to express our Hakaras HaTov to the Rosh HaKol, Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Singer, for being a guiding force to us in this commitment to Torah, and this is soon the thing there is to the Torah. Since I've come to the Kol, the responsibility that I've seen that is upon Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Singer has grown. Any mathematician wouldn't believe the numbers. It's impossible to calculate what takes place. And yet, Blazer's Kaburus get even harder. They get even more longish, there's more svaris, and they're harder every single time. And he puts us to work. And the Harvani that we see and we witness pushes us further every single day. And we see Rabbi Singer partnering away with all the Kaburuses. And that's a guiding force for us, and that's a guiding light for us, and to see the commitment that our Rosh HaKol, our leaders, show every single day to live in our Torah, that's something that we hold very dear. U'smeichim l'shamru, l'orem e'uvei, zeh ha'yoy mosa Hashem, n'agilu b'nes m'choy, b'ay. Mazel tov.
grazie a tutti.